Need a break? Relax. Grab a coffee. And join the conversation with Mariska on Two Sugars.
Touch the pain away. I know how to scream my taking nice and slow, feeling good on my own without you. Yeah, got me speaking in tongues, the beautiful it comes without you. Yeah, I'm gonna put my body first and love me so hard till it hurts. I know how to scream out the words, scream out the words. I love me, gonna love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Hey, gonna love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Hey, can't love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Anytime, day or night, I love me, gonna love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Hey, gonna love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Can't love myself, no, I don't need anybody else. Anytime, day or night, I love me.
Talking about myself, I'm here by myself today, and yeah, so what am I just kind of thought, what am I going to do today without my sidekick Irene? And I thought, do you know what, I'm going to share a blog post with you by Dr. Ivan Meisner. He is the founder of BNI, he's an author and a keynote speaker, and I read one of his blog posts just recently, and it just kind of resonated with me, and it was titled Comparing Our Inside to Other People's Outside. So I'm just going to read it word for word, and I just want you to kind of put your listening ears on and just listen and kind of reflect what you've been doing. Have you been comparing your inside to other people's outside? So for years, I've talked with my kids about this, mentored business people, and especially when they felt they weren't enough, not successful enough, not far enough along, not as capable as the people around them. Nearly every time I noticed the same pattern. They were comparing their inside to someone else's outside. So what does that mean? We know everything about our own inner world, our doubts, our insecurities, anxieties, our mistakes. Yet when we look at other people, we only see what they show us. We measure our unfiltered lives against someone else's highlight reel. And it's an unfair fight, and most of us lose. So why do we make these comparisons? Well, part of it is just human wiring. Our brains are built for social comparison. It's how we figure out our place in our tribe, our community, our group, our chapter. But today's version of the tribe includes curated Instagram feeds, polished social personas, and carefully edited highlight reels. We forget that what we see from others is often impression management, a deliberate polishing of life's best angles. People show their vacations, their achievements, their successes. What they really show are the tears, the sleepless nights, the failures, and the struggles. Their public life is marketing, not full reality. Meanwhile, we have full access to our internal world. We possess emotional blind spots that make our insecurities feel larger, sharper, and truer than they really are. Our inner critic is loud, while other people's struggles are silent. There's also a bit of survival basis. We notice the winners far more than the people still figuring it out. And this bias tricks us into believing that everyone else has everything together, except us. People have told me many times, "I thought you had it all figured out." And I've had to laugh because I struggle with many of the same challenges they do. They are seeing my outside, not my inside. Now, the cost of this comparison. So Ivan goes on to say he believes the comparison is the theft of joy. So when you judge your messy, complicated, behind-the-scenes life against someone else's meticulously staged outside world, reality becomes distorted. And this is what it creates. Paralysis, fear of taking risks and or starting projects, inability to celebrate progress, and sometimes even imposter syndrome. So it's really important to recognize that not everyone's life is rainbows and unicorns, and that they have a lot of challenges getting to where they are. So how do we stop comparing our inside to their outside? Firstly, flip the frame. Instead of asking, "Why am I not where they are?" ask, "What can I learn from their journey?" Turn envy into education. Learn from their steps instead of resenting their progress. Secondly, practice gratitude. Gratitude shifts the focus from what you lack to what you have. Write down your daily wins, big or small. I believe that the transformative power of gratitude, and I practice it myself as often as possible. Thirdly, curate your inputs. If certain social feeds trigger feelings of inadequacy, mute them. Don't consume content that's detrimental to your self-worth. He goes on to say that during the COVID pandemic, he began to say microdose the news. And he feels really strongly the news has become less about news and more about opinions regarding the news. So don't consume content that poisons your self-worth, your value, or that has you feeling fearful of the world. Fourthly, remember the rule of context. You know your whole story. You only see their highlight reel. Give yourself the same grace you give others. Remember, you have a highlight reel too. Other people just don't see your struggles behind it. Finally, run your own race. Life is a marathon, not a sprint. So the only competitor worth beating is the person that you were yesterday. So run that race and be better than you were yesterday. So, just reminding you again, stop comparing your behind-the-scenes footage to someone else's highlight reel. What you see in others is often performance, not complete reality. Your inside voice doesn't hear their inside struggles. Don't assume they have none. And the only scoreboard that truly matters is your own growth. So recognize that your story is still being written. And the only person you need to outpace is the version of yourself from yesterday. So run your own race, because your inside journey matters more than anyone or any... I just think this is so great. You know, I really kind of resonate with this. So run your own race, because your inside journey matters more than any other person's outside show. Stop comparing your life to filtered photos on social media. Instagram filters don't pay the bills, and hashtags don't hug you at night. Run your race, laugh along the way, and remember, even the most impressive highlight reel has bloopers no one else gets to see. I will put this up on our Facebook page, so you can kind of just read through it again and read it at your own pace and kind of think, have you been comparing your self, your inside self, to somebody else's outside self? And have you kind of forgotten that actually we all go through struggles? We all have to, we're all taking a journey in our life. And all our journeys are differently, but it's how we get there. And remember, every one of us are an individual, and we have, you know, all we have to be is better than we were yesterday. We don't need to compare ourselves to anybody else. So remember, run your own race. Well, that's it kind of from me. I just wanted to share that story with you. So as I say, I'll put that link up. It was from Dr. Ivan Meisner and titled Comparing Our Inside to Other People's Outside. Well, I'm going to leave you to it, actually. And I'm going to just let you mull on that and reflect, and let's just put some music on while you're doing that. Coming up, we've got The Wanted, Imagine Dragons, and Lisa. And hey, we'll see you the same time, same place next week.
I gave you all my morning, my laughter and my tears. I built a home inside my heart, but you were never really here. I dim my own fire just to keep your flame alive. Now I'm done with drinking. It's my time to ride. No more chasing empty echoes. No more begging to be seen. I finally see the one. You was always inside me.
in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world. Take it in, but don't look down.
'Cause I'm on top of the world.
Sugars, brought to you by Deliquo Communication, deliquo.co.nz.